We're doing the laws of Shabbat, and we were up to the laws of Kiddush, the 63rd chapter in the Ketuv Shulchan Aruch Mekor Chaim. Technically, you're supposed to make Kiddush over grape juice or wine. There were those who had the custom to make Kiddush over beer. We know that if you don't have wine, if you're traveling, your plane gets grounded out in Mozambique. Okay. You come out to the airport and you see you can't take the connecting flight. It's going to be Shabbos soon. So you pitch your tent in the airport and you take out your two cakes and that's going to be your Lechem Mishneh, right? And now you got to make Kiddush. So if you have a bunch of grapes, you could squeeze out the grapes and now make Kiddush over that fresh grape juice you squeezed out. Can't squeeze them out on Shabbos, right? Squeeze them out before Shabbos. Can't squeeze out grapes on Shabbos. But okay, so you have fresh grape juice. You're going to make your Kiddush on that. That's fine. And this, people have done this. You guys are laughing, but sometimes people are mashgichim, and they have to travel out to all kinds of places to look at different plants, and sometimes they end up being grounded. You know, there's a tornado or something. They can't fly out. They're stuck there for Shabbos. They go to the local supermarket, and this could be in the United States too, and they don't find anything of a normal hechsher. So they buy their tuna fish. Okay, they find the starkest tuna. That's okay. They find themselves a little bit of Wonder Bread. I don't know if that still has an OU. No. Okay, in my day it had no you. They find themselves something with a hechsher. But what do they do for grape juice? So they buy a bunch of grapes. They squeeze out the grapes and then, okay, there you have it. You have grape juice. But sometimes you don't find any grape juice. Out in Mozambique, they're not into grape juice. And it's not grape season. So what do? You buy a beer, if you can find the kosher beer. So then you can make Kiddush over a beer like we discussed last semester, that sometimes you could use alternate drinks if you have nothing else to make Kiddush over. Any drink that's considered an important drink in that country, like here in Israel, they really value Coca-Cola. You visit someone's house, they'll honor you, let me take out a Coke. In the United States, no one values Coca-Cola. It's a far-fetched thing to say you can make Kiddush on a cup of Coke. Maybe in the United States, on Starbucks, you know, that's considered a good drink. Okay, so orange juice in the United States is considered. In Israel, orange juice is also considered, right? In the United States, I don't know. It's an interesting question whether you could do it in orange juice. So, okay, yeah, this doesn't come up too often. Ordinarily, you could go knock by a neighbor. You could get grape juice or wine. But some people have this custom that even when they have wine, they make Kiddush by day over beer. And they claim that the morning meal, where they're going to eat chulent and fish, doesn't go well with wine. They wouldn't drink wine. Wine is hard on their stomachs. They don't want to drink wine. The way they eat their meat is always with beer. So he says, okay, if that's their custom, he's not going to argue with them if someone has that custom. But you got to remember that you have to have a revius. You have to have the volume. Can you pass me a cup? A revius comes up to about it's about this much that you have to have in your cup of wine. Okay? That's a revius. About this much. Okay? So about here. So he says you got to have that much in your cup and you got to drink a cheekful. They have to remember that. Now, if you can't drink that much, so divide it. Let other people drink from the cup of Kiddush. Now, those of you who have been to Chabad, you know that Hasidim will very often make Kiddush by day over a glass of schnapps. Here, again, we run into an argument because it's not so clear that you could take a small shot glass. You want to make your Kiddush on schnapps, so then some opinions say, take a revius. You got to take this much vodka. So I had a friend who said, great, wonderful, yeah, I can make my Kiddush on that. And he took a mug. He wanted to be like super holy, right? Filled his mug with vodka, and he passed out in the middle of the meal. You know, that's not the idea. One of the fights that the Rebbe of Chabad had when he became Rebbe was to convince the Hasidim to stop drinking so much vodka. Meaning the Hasidim, the Chabad Hasidim in Russia were into vodka. You know, sure, I'll drink my revius, no problem. And that's one of the things he fought. You know, you're not supposed to spend your Shabbos drunk. You're not supposed to spend your Friday night hitting the booze and then you don't spend time with your wife, you don't spend time with your kids. Friday night is supposed to be family time. Shabbos is supposed to be family time. When I have guests, so I offer them the schnapps, because they're going to sleep. You guys are bachelors after the meal. You're all going to sleep. But I got to be up with my family. I won't drink Friday night. I'll only drink Shabbos day because after the meal everyone goes to sleep. But Friday night, I offer the guests, I won't drink. I don't make Kiddush with wine unless it's diluted with grape juice. We have a responsibility to be with our family. If you're going to drink and then Friday night crash at the table or crash right after the meal, that's not nice. So you're not there to help your wife clear the table? She has to work the whole weekend on Shabbos? You know, we have a responsibility to our families. It's not right. So if a person's going to make Kiddush on schnapps, so the Hasidim go with the opinion that says a shot glass is enough and they make Kiddush on that. Most Hasidim, my wife's family comes from Hasidish family, and they all make Kiddush on their schnapps glasses. But that's not so clear. If a person has an option, then he should rather opt for the grape juice and drink a ravis, drink a normal cup, and that's a much better option halachically for Kiddush. If your host is doing it on schnapps, so be respectful and remember that there are halachic opinions that say you could do it on schnapps, and that's fine, okay, so they make their Kiddush on schnapps. Yeah?
I heard that the Rambam holds that you should always use dry red wine, and for every meal you should have one.
About dry red wine, I'm not sure I agree, but about even in Sudash Shishit, that's true. There is Maimonides' opinion that in the third meal as well, one should make the blessing of Borei Pri HaGafen and drink a little bit of grape juice or wine. Yes, that's true. We don't really go with that. Go around, you'll see all your hosts. 99% of them will not drink grape juice in Sudash Shishit. We were once guests in a yeshiva, in the Rosh Yeshiva, and the third meal asked for grape juice because he wanted to fulfill Maimonides' opinion. So my kids loved that. They said, can we have two? So he's the grandfather already. He said, sure. So he poured them all grape juice. So the next Shabbos, we're sitting for the third meal, and suddenly my little four-year-old pipes up and says, Abba Rambam, Rambam. You know, she wants the grape juice, right? you know, what does she know Rambam? She doesn't know what it is, but she heard Rambam gives her grape juice, so that's good for her. But we don't do that. Yeah, most people don't do that. You have some super pious people who want to go with Maimonides' opinion, fine. But if you look around, you see that the world doesn't do that.